let's be honest, just for a second, not for too long, many of us right now would love to hit the fast forward button and, you know, get through to a point of time when things aren't as complicated as they are at the moment. Well, I come bearing good news of sorts. Our next guest has been to the future and has brought back some sort of time travel device in the form of an audio series. Charlie Pickering has just released The Time Traveller's Guide to Not Dying. Let's take a listen.
Enjoying the Renaissance? Be sure to check out other travel options in The Corporation Sites of the Ancient World package. This week, we are offering a special discount on our Have a Blast tour, which features all the greatest ancient volcanic eruptions. You'll visit Mount Tambora, Krakatoa, and don't forget Pompeii, where you'll have a front row seat to the eruption of Mount Vesuvius. This and more can be found in The Corporation Store. The Corporation. Do as we say.
And the time-travelling guide himself, Charlie Pickering, joins me in the studio. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
What on earth inspired this? Is this a kind of a product of sort of COVID lockdown boredom where you thought, I've got to get out. This is the only way to do it?
Do you know, weirdly enough, I had the idea before COVID hit, but the first chance I got to do, actually write it and make it, was literally in the middle of the deep lockdown in Melbourne last year. So this is the thing that kept me sane last year, was going up to my little office at home and just tapping away and having Zoom meetings with the other writers on it to imagine where we can go in history, what can happen when we go there. But I just, to be honest, the name of it came to me first, and then I had to figure out what the show was. Like, I just had a name and I go, well,
that's great.
I've got to make that.
Yeah.
And so the concept is, this is set in the year 2040. I am a washed up future version of myself, and I am, as part of my work release from prison, as part of my parole, I'm delighted to host this podcast, which is an instruction manual and tour guide for your new time machine. And basically, within that time machine, you can buy tour packages and go to anywhere in history. And that's what the show is. It's almost like Getaway if you were traveling back to the Renaissance or something.
Amazing.
Like that.
So for a podcast where your central character is from the future, the series spends a lot of time in the past. Why do you take us back to the Renaissance, the supernatural trials of Salem in Massachusetts, the Cold War? Is it just like parts of history you're really interested in?
Yeah, it was. It was also parts of history I wanted to know more about. So we had a full-time researcher on this, like a professor of history helping out.
Someone really smart.
Yeah, someone definitely more qualified than me. Although I did a BA and majored in history back at uni, so I've always loved history. But this was a chance to learn a lot more about it. Like, I know Genghis Khan was successful at conquering and liked to kill people. I didn't know that at the height of his power, his empire was larger than the continent of Africa. I had no idea of that before I did this. With the Renaissance, I had studied the Renaissance at university and don't remember much of it because I was at university. And to try to get a better understanding of exactly why the Renaissance happened, exactly how interesting it was. But at the same time, if you were just ploughing a field somewhere outside, even if you were just outside Florence, just down the road, you would have had no idea the Renaissance was going on. And sort of telling that side of history as well. I've got two correspondents. I've got Natasha and Toby. Natasha's played by Claire Hooper. Toby's played by Frank Woodley. And Natasha always goes on the luxury tour package and Toby always goes on the budget backpacker tour package. And it's no surprise that he dies in every episode because that's history. If you weren't rich in history, you didn't have much of a chance.
Is there a golden era you wish you'd lived through?
I mean, as a white man, the 70s, well, pretty much all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, like, this is weird. It's purely my musical tastes, but the 70s seemed good. Like,
yeah,
Fleetwood Mac was the highest selling album in the world. That's a good time to be alive. But I think, I mean, historically, I think every era has an appeal. I don't think I would have lasted long in the Mongol Empire. I don't think that would have happened. To be honest, my mouth would probably get me in trouble in most historical eras. I would be probably convicted of witchcraft at some point for just trying to show a bit too much science along the line. But I think the Renaissance, I've always been fascinated. The Italian Renaissance, if you were in the right place at the right time, would have been a pretty exciting time to be alive.
And are there any lessons of the past that you wish we'd learned right now, like behaviour at the football springs come, you know, springs to mind?
I think what's heartbreaking is you realise that we are just doomed to repeat human nature throughout history. Like, so many of the mistakes of the past are exactly the same as the ones that we make now. The in-group, out-group mentality that is a bedrock of sexism or racism or clashes of civilizations, destroying of great civilizations. We've never really managed to get that out of our tribal psyche in some way. And maybe eons ago it helped us survive on the plains by sticking together, but now I think it brings us undone. And even now, you know, it'd be much better if we all worked together. It'd be great if, you know, the honcho that ran a country worked well with the people that run parts of the country and we did it as a team exercise. I'm talking hypothetically, of course. I think that mentality would be a lot more helpful than seeing them being divided and not working together.
It's a pretty comprehensive production. You mentioned Claire Hooper, Frank Woodley, you know, along for the ride. Lockdown inspired a lot of new podcasts. I know this idea became before it, but you obviously did it during that time. But is it kind of hard? It's a competitive space, isn't it? Like the whole, you know, let's make a podcast. There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah. But I'm a comedian. I talk out loud for a living. I've wanted to do podcasting for ages. But the one thing that I always got hung up on was I wanted it to sound good. Mm. And so many podcasts are a bunch of comedians in a room with bad microphones apologising for them. And the thing about this was, Audible, which is backed by Amazon, it's one of the biggest companies in the world, they just gave us the opportunity to make it sound really good, to actually have long debates about what a time machine sounds like and then try and make that sound a reality. So it's a very rich production. I grew up listening to things like The Goon Show, and to me it's like that. You can make anything happen in the theatre of the mind if you've got the right sound effects.
Bringing us back to the premise of the series, even though we're yet to hear what it's truly like in the future, where do you think we're heading as a society? Has COVID given you an insight into a big change? I know for a while we're having this debate about, you know, it's changed everything. It's the opportunity to remake our country. And I don't feel like we've really remade much.
No, I don't think we have either. It's a bit sad how quickly we revert back to how we were. But I think, look, talking about how the future is, in this, the future is run by one corporation called The Corporation that owns and runs everything in the world. I think that's pretty likely. I think it's likely that corporations will be more powerful than governments. I mean, they're definitely more powerful than our government.
Oh, easily.
You know,
already.
We saw that with the whole, you know, the government went to war with Facebook and Google and then let Facebook and Google do their own deal and the government stopped asking them to do anything. You know, like that's we've witnessed that. So I think that's realistic.
Well, I think that moment where we couldn't even see our news on Facebook was one of those pivotal moments, wasn't it? Where it's like, wow. They're just in charge.
They are just in charge and they can just hit delete at any time. And it's, you know, it's, I say it's worth remembering, but what are you going to do? All you can do is start a company bigger than Facebook. And if you're the kind of person that can, you probably don't care much about human beings along the way. But I'm not necessarily that encouraged that we've learned to work together. I actually think it's been good to have some adversity. And when I say that, I don't mean like it's good that anyone's livelihoods were threatened or suffered. I just think it's a good reminder that we're not all powerful and we don't control everything. And you can't spend your life on your screen and on social media and expect the world to take care of itself. I think that's a handy lesson to learn. Having covered a lot of history and also imagining ourselves in the future, I'm not necessarily confident that we're set on the right trajectory for a better future now. You know, if I'm longing for the 70s, that wasn't long ago. It means we're on the wrong angle at the moment. But maybe we'll learn. Maybe I would like to think that people got more excited that we achieved the vaccine we achieved in 12 months. I think it's...
That was good.
Yeah, and it should be like, oh, if you do it the right way, it's a good thing. You know, there should be some pennies dropping there. But everything is so reduced to politics that you have large parts of the public that will be opposed to a vaccine because politically that's the team they've chosen to be. I mean, it's much more of a pronounced problem in the States, but it's still a pronounced problem here.
Just finally, you're fully vaccinated now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Do you feel guilty about it?
Not at all. No, I mean, I sat on the phone for 4 hours trying to get an appointment.
So did I. Feel guilty. I feel like a good citizen and I feel like I've protected myself. But do you feel, I feel, given there are so few of us that are fully vaccinated in this country, that just the absurdity that so many other people who need to be vaccinated right now aren't, just the inequities.
Yeah, I mean, yes. But I don't think it's that selfish to say I don't blame myself for playing by the rules, lining up, you know, sitting on the phone and doing what I'm supposed to get vaccinated. And I also don't blame myself for the baffling fact that frontline workers and aged care workers weren't all vaccinated before the Delta strain came along. That's not that was never on my desk. That was never my job.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
And so I don't feel guilty about it. All I think is I feel a sense of relief that myself, those around me, that I can't make the problem worse.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pop up on the news with an itinerary of all the IKEAs and Bunnings that I went to for the day and how I've shed all around the place. I'm not going to be that guy. And my parents are in an age group with a few comorbidities, and I'm protecting them by being, you know, and I'm protecting people like them. So I feel good about that. And I'm not going to feel guilty for some things that aren't my job.
No, not your job. I agree. I'm feeling good about it too now.
Yeah.
Both of us here, we haven't shared anything on each other, have we?
Look, no, this is...
shed free space.
And it feels weird. Like, we are literally in an enclosed space not wearing masks, and it feels... I appreciate it. Yeah. I do actually appreciate the situation.
Because you knew I was fully vaccinated before you came in. So
that's
right. You knew. You're okay.
That's right.
Charlie, you've been an excellent guest. Thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
Charlie Pickering, comedian, writer and time traveller from the Audible series, The Time Traveller's Guide to Not Dying, which is now streaming, and he's been my guest on RN Drive.